All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program, but let's go out, Leroy. This is exciting.
Yes.
On the Toyota of Hollywood guest line, shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sharon. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Tomorrow night at the Heat's house, Leroy, is Caribbean Heritage Night. And the Miami Heat are doing a really, really great job trying to raise money for hurricane relief from Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica. And one of the things they're having to spearhead this tomorrow is the great Sean Paul is going to be at the Heat's house, performing at halftime, got a meet and greet with fans. And Sean, kindness to join us here on the show. Thank you for joining us, Sean. Appreciate you.
Yo, what's up? How are you, man? Thank you for having me, bro.
Hey, it's great. Can you tell us a little bit? How did this come together? And tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're trying to do here.
Well, you know, Jamaica's been hit by Hurricane Melissa extremely hard on the west side, and I've been helping out ever since. You know, just that I see that people are still living out that side at their absolute rock bottom, or just like, you know. You know, just having the worst time of their life for the past 9 weeks. So they still have no roofs and, you know, house all gone. So I'm trying to help out in every way I can. And, you know, the heat game is a very awesome way to kind of like, you know, the Heritage Night is an awesome way to kind of just, you know, bridge the gap with each other and help out again. So I appreciate everybody who's coming out. I appreciate everybody who's been donating, and just appreciate the whole Heat and vibes. You know, thank you for doing this for us.
So Sean, I went through this with, I'm from New Orleans, so I went through this with Katrina.
Yeah.
And I think people don't really understand, like, this is a long-term thing, and it doesn't just come back with power, or there's people that need food, there's people that need a place to live, and it's just, it's a long-term thing, and every little bit helps. And I would encourage everybody to do whatever you can, because I still can't go to one place and see my family because they're not there anymore. They're all over the country, and I went through it, and it's a tough thing. It really
is. Traumatized.
Yes.
You traumatized, yes. Bro. And I not to cut you, but I went through that as well for Hurricane Gilbert, and I was in Miami for Hurricane Andrew. It traumatizes you when pieces of your houses, your shelter is blowing away. That happened to me in Gilbert in 89 in Jamaica, or 88, I believe, and then 1992 in Andrew. But also, you know, just people appreciate everything that's happening. And, you know, you mentioned Katrina, bro, and I had the opportunity to help out in Katrina, but it literally became a picture opportunity.
Right.
Like, for, and I didn't like that. I wanted to help. I wanted to really help. And so it always stuck with me. You know, what we did that day was, you know, take pictures and kind of pretend. And I wanted to help, and especially when it hit my country. So
this is, that's, you can, what do it keeps firsthand. Me going. Firsthand.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what keeps me going. And to know that there's people that are still depending on, just to know where they're going to get fresh water right now, is, you know, something that it just sits on my shoulders. You know what I mean? It sits on my head. So again, big up to everybody who's been through this. Big up to everyone who is helping, and everyone who's coming out tomorrow night. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, just to give you guys a heads up, if you guys want to go, a percentage of everything from here, from tomorrow night's game, is going to go to relief for it. And there's going to be, you know, numerous activities and opportunities to donate, give back to the opportunity. And, you know, you're going to be performing at halftime. There's going to be a whole lot of great things going on. Do you still get the goosies, Sean, from performing? Like, you've been doing it for years, but, like, do you still get nervous? Do you get the goosies?
When I hear
the feeling?
The crowd screaming, especially the ladies, it gives me that. You know how it is. It's a good feeling, and I crave that feeling. So it's been a lot of years, and I appreciate each and every one. I mean,
we need you to bring some luck, man. I mean, the Heat have been it's been a tough go of it for them lately.
Yeah, yeah. I do tend to bring a little luck here and there, so I'm gonna try to bring as much as I can. And big up to the Heat, man. You know what I mean? Big fives all the time. You guys represented. You've been champions. You know, it could be time again.
It could be a cool thing too, because I saw Norman Powell played for Team Jamaica this summer
a
little bit, and he got them to qualify for the World Cup, I think, for the first time ever. So I think that'd be
fellow Jamaican. So I feel proud of that, and we are watching neatly. You know, we watch it keenly.
when you are trying to help out, you don't want it to be a photo op or anything like that. Is there something in particular like that people do need that maybe like just directly still right now that you think is most important people are aware of? Because you know the world moves so fast and people you know don't tend to realize like you know that they can still help out even if it did happen months ago.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that you know right about now they've been given food and whatever, but these people need a shelter. So there's still the need for tarpaulins and mosquito nets for kids at night, things like that, so people could kind of sleep peacefully. But I'm trying to, you know, develop a plan that people can have at least a safe room. If, you know, a lot of the board and zinc that's there, it can't withstand a category 5. It can withstand a category 3. So a block and steel construction is something that I'm trying to help people out with, and that can only be done by funds, you know. And so if you donate to foodforthepoorjamaica.com/Sean Paul Foundation, that will give the opportunity for me to say where it's spent. And I'm encountering a lot of people that I can help by just even building one room, so that if this does happen again, they could be in that safe room, mm-hmm. Where it won't blow away. You know what I'm saying? So those are important ways that we could help. Donating tents and you know, what did I say before? Mosquito nets and buckets. But we have those on the ground in Jamaica. I'm doing that weekly, twice a week. What we need is you know, donations. We appreciate it from the heart, and I can tell you, as I said, me and my team is making sure that it's being spent in the right ways. We did 10 places with solar on the roof for like community centers, like schools, churches, or corner shops. Even we put solar on the roof. We put Starlink on the roof as well, and we put 2 tanks of water, so people could just kind of get back to a normal place, maybe a town center almost, to come there as a shelter. And we did that for 10 areas. We visited and helped about 20 some areas, but right now I'm going to try in this year to start doing the block and steel, so a safe room or at least a start of a house could be started back for some of these people. It's a lot of people and they're homeless, so we appreciate you all, man. I thank you for giving me the time to talk so long about it.
No, we appreciate you. Yeah. And that's great work you're doing. By the way, there are tickets available tomorrow too. There are special promotion tickets to have a meet and greet with Sean Paul at the game tomorrow. So check that out as well. Lots of great opportunity to help with this. And also, as he says, to get the infrastructure for the next time, you know, like that this is, yep. This doesn't happen again.
Yeah, for sure.
Before we get you, are you into at all, one sports question, if you'll allow us, into the national championship at all? Are Miami going up against Indiana this upcoming Monday? You got any lean either other way?
Yeah, you know, I'm a supporter of Miami all the way. So big up to Miami. I mean, it's like a second home. I have family here. I have a whole lot of friends here. It's just, you know, that's my bias, you know.
We love it.
That's my team.
We love it. Sean, thanks for the time, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Sean.
It. Enjoy the performance tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you at the building.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
There you go. Go check it out, and appreciate him giving us time here today.
I was literally, first of all, you said something.
What did I say?
I can't remember. I have to hear it.
You're just looking to pounce on me, dude.
Yes, I was.
You are.
I was waiting for him to say, yeah, big ups to you. Right? Like something crazy.
I can't pull off big ups. I can't pull that off.
That's what he does.
That's not me. I'm not cool enough for that. We'll take a break here on the program. We appreciate Sean Paul checking us out. And by the way, get your Heat tickets tomorrow. Lots of great work going on, as it is the Miami Heat's 3rd annual Caribbean Heritage Night going on. Hurricane Melissa Relief in Jamaica, and a percentage of the proceeds from the tickets and in-game activities will go and support on-the-ground recovery efforts. So please go there. If you're looking for a Heat game, great game tomorrow, Heat and Suns, to check that on out. We'll get you caught up with your headlines and more on the other side. We're back after this.
So what's going on here? Why is no one in their seats?
I didn't even
realize. Because we have something doing. He's setting up. By the way, Jennifer.
Yeah. Miss me?
Yeah.
I know.
But you left candy.
I know. We haven't touched it ever since your tooth fell out.
That's not why my tooth fell out.
It's definitely why your tooth fell out.
Hey, I was telling Brittany about Gene Simmons' interview.
Of your best interview yet? The whole conversation we had yesterday?
Jennifer said Gene Simmons was the best interview we've ever had.
No.
Yeah.
Are you guys ratting out our text yesterday?
No, we haven't said anything, but Leroy just mentioned it right now.
What did he mention?
No, because I was having a conversation with Brittany.
Just Gene Simmons. That's all he said.
Gene Simmons.
Oh, my God. Gene Simmons was, he was.
Look,
he was
how could you consider it a bad interview if you, till this very day, use.
Because it was super awkward, Jennifer. Like, that's, very. Like, it was amazing. So, we're just like, what? We would ask things, and he'd just go in a whole nother direction. We're like, yes. What is he talking
about? We asked him one question. And he started talking about IRL, which is crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah, and he goes, and I wanted to change it because it sounded like a disease.
Sounded like a venereal disease.
I was like what?
I was telling Leroy, he was in an episode of Dancing with the Stars last season, and it was just a PR nightmare. Like, it was brutal. So I can only imagine how that interview went for you guys.
We did. We ended up doing that because we were giving away, like, some Kiss mega box of stuff, and then he had like a meet and greet in Wynwood or something coming up, and so like, and this was not like, this was
very
back,
interesting,
this was back on the day where, like, you would no video stream or nothing like that, just regular old radio call in, you know. And we were, but the thing is, here's the problem: you can't put us in a room together. I mean, and certainly not me, you, Beast, and Robbie. We're all looking at each other because it's just
very awkward bunch too.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, and he goes, and then the Kentucky Derby with the hats, and we're all like, what?
And then we can't. The problem is then
there's nowhere to go.
Somebody looks at somebody else, and now we're trying to maintain poise because everybody else is laughing.
Poise doesn't exist within the show ever.
Ever
so.
No,
like.
Oh no, it doesn't. And it,
I kind of wish I was a part of the show during that time.
Yeah,
it
was
great to witness it.
Look, you're right. In the end of things, like, material is important. Like, we do have, we'll always have the Gene Simmons interview, but I wouldn't say we enjoyed the Gene Simmons interview.
No, it was very.
You know what? At least you can say you interviewed Gene Simmons.
Yes.
You know, because, like, we did this with Tyson. We were like, we don't know how this is going to go. And it was delightful.
Yes. We've had some. Mm-hmm. He was short, and we were like, well, this ain't working. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. And then we had him, and he was lovely. We had, you know, he was lovely when we had him on recently. He was great.
After a gummy.
They were real gummy. They were just regular Jolly Ranch gummies.
Sometimes it's just about the experience, you guys, not about the content.
No, that's
exactly.
Not true.
Exactly.
No,
and you know
that
what?
Is true.
It just keeps on providing years later, and
okay.
You guys still
yeah,
talk
like it's,
about
it's
it.
The
Jennifer,
guys still love it.
Jennifer. First of all, how dare you say that? Because we could have had somebody on, and we said, we're not going to do it because of Jennifer.
Oh, that's true. He was here, actually.
Why do you got to bring that up?
He was here.
Yep.
Why do you got to bring that up?
Because I'm just saying, like, you're looking, saying it for, and I didn't say the name, you're saying this from, oh, you got to have that person on. And I'm like, no. Like,
okay,
not if
but
it's
these
not.
These are two different types of people. At least Gene Simmons was pleasant.
I do like that Sean Paul is still
and not arrogant.
I like that Sean Paul is still about the ladies, though. Like, that's
that really took me out. Yeah,
that's really what gets him going.
He has a little smirk on his face.
He does. Oh, yeah. I would imagine as a rock star that never gets old. Like, I remember, you know, when we went, like, remember one time with Zaslow and Joy, we went to the New Kids, and I'm just like, what it must be like to be New Kids on the Block or Boys to Men. We went one time when Boys to Men was the
opener.
Boys
to Men, they're still.
And for them to have the ladies in the palm of their hand with every note, I'm like, what power that must be on that microphone. It must feel incredible. Nobody's doing that when we do Goosies or No Goosies. Nobody feels that way. Or Rats Off a Ship. Dude. I've never made Mrs. Tobin swoon for damages done.
Yes, because she heard you sing. That they can sing. Right?
I can sing.
All you're trying to do is make the lyrics rhyme.
She's heard
you
me
ain't trying to sing. What rhymes with? Got it.
Maybe right? If you put in less props, she'll probably really win.
Right.
She heard me sing Struss Loose.
And she goes, I'm going
to bed. The whole arena heard you sing it.
I'm going to bed.
You're saying the arena did not give you a standing ovation?
The arena did play Struss Loose one time, and I was very happy about that.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Mrs. Tobin.
I'm surprised he says nobody gets Goosies over us doing. Like, of course not. You're not Boys to Men.
How do I have rights?
Go look at the parking lot right now.
Your boy to chicken.
After all I complimented your looks today, it's the last time I do that.
Wait, mm-hmm. And Jennifer said you don't like these sweaters? Why not?
No, that one looks very good.
No. You went on a whole rant about
half zips.
Half-zips.
You sure it wasn't Marcos?
No, here's
months
the deal.
Ago,
here's
you guys
why
were on a whole rant.
I think it might have been a day I was out. I don't remember going on that rant.
Let me explain
really?
Something to you.
Then it probably was Marcos.
Let me explain something to you. The only reason why it is a half-zip, because a half-zip's easier to wear on the golf course. It's basically a pullover. Create a little room. So that's why I have a few half-zips, because I wear them in the
school. You look great. It's not a bad thing to wear. I mean, I get like, at least I wouldn't like wearing it because I like having pockets or like having the option of fully opening it.
Mm-hmm.
But you look great.
He does look good, especially the jeans. You're a jeans guy, dude. Telling you.
And I think I saw they were light wash jeans, right?
No. I
haven't seen that.
Oh, I mean, they are a little bit of a lighter
front
wash.
Fade, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys are making him feel insecure.
Right. Really, really wasn't.
What do you mean? I'm out here complimenting you.
Yeah, dude.
Look how really, he's like blushing.
Hey.
Really wasn't like I didn't. It wasn't a runway deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in a hurry, and I'm like, I didn't feel like looking for my crap. That's it. Because you know I got my usuals.
Yeah, I just saw you today. That's
your usual Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Just saw you today. I was like, you know.
Yeah, like wow. I thought he was gonna touch me.
You know,
like
he was this like, is why. This is why Mrs. Like, Tobin.
Have nothing nice. Have nothing nice. Right? Like, dude, this is why we can't have good things. This is why we can't have good things, right? We can't do nothing. We can't compliment each other. We can't, like, if anyone of
no,
us
No, mind you, like, I compliment you and you're instantly like, oh my God, you guys are making fun of me so bad. Like,
and you're I'm the like, same oh. way. You're the same way.
Oh, because I can't accept one. But like,
yes,
be
you cannot.
Like, okay,
you can't. You cannot. If anybody, if I say anything nice, you give me the look. Like, what's your angle?
Because I'm waiting for your angle.
What's your angle?
Karen says, "Play that mm-hmm. sound effect during the Boys to Men concert."
You should have played it when Sean Paul was talking about the girls.
Well,
nah.
That's not, he's got he a
immediately
thing.
Would have left.
Everybody, he's got his thing.
First of all, there's nothing that Tobin can do to make Sean Paul any cooler.
That's
right?
True. He is
it's
cool.
Just not.
He's cool.
Like, there's nothing. Like, it ain't happening.
After I called him, New Age Gene Simmons last night, I went back.
So
and
now you're going to go ahead and say
yeah, it. Yeah, but I got to be honest with you. Then I listened to his playlist. I was like, this mother bleeper's good. I mean, he's just got slap after slap.
Give yourself a minus one for yesterday's conversation.
Yeah, like what's wrong with you?
Dade South
I don't know what got into
very,
it.
He's very dismissive of everything.
Dade South says Tobin is Pon Paul.
Point for Twitter.
Here's the problem with Tobin, right? He doesn't appreciate like a lot of things. Like, he shoots down everything.
That's not true.
Like, before this even happened, you were like, hmm.
That's not what I did, though. Okay. I don't want to go into the whole thing. That's not what led to the whole chat. I'm not going to say what happened to the whole chat because that's why the chat is
It's usually a rogue chatter. I'm not going to say. Somebody goes rogue and then we end up defending whatever.
Stun Steve comes in off the top rope and says, no, he's Flan Paul. Okay. Great. I'm glad everybody's having a good time today. Glad everybody's having a great time, dude. Anyway, Dolphins find their coach yet? What we got? Anybody interviewed today? You want the Kubiak fella? He's the only guy I think that's interviewed.
No. Okay. But if you're familiar with Stephen Ross, he likes hiring young new guys.
Yeah, that is his thing.
Now, here's what I would say about this. He has somebody from outside of the organization that he brought in to be the GM, which is the first time it's happened in 20 years. Okay, so you're already starting from a different place. When he decides and the GM says who he wants as a coach, you give him an upper hand on that and let him decide.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you do that is you're on this boat together, right? So however you're going to build it, you build it. And I think from the standpoint of what you've been talking about for the last 20 years about how the program has been rebuilt and how the organization has been rebuilt, it's never happened to where you just rip the Band-Aid off and start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this is where this is going.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the coach you just got rid of, he is the only coach that Miami has had in a really long time that has garnered this much attention the second he got fired. Mm-hmm. So that might say something to what you think somebody is versus what he is.
Well, Flores had a lot of interviews when he first got fired, but remember what kind of set it all off I don't use him.
I'm not using him simply because of the other.
But he did have interest before everything kind of went to hell.
But that matters.
Bill Belichick blew it.
That matters.
With that whole thing.
Right.
Jeff Donaldson says, by the way, on Twitter, he says, when it comes to Mike McDaniel, I wouldn't read too much into his interview schedule. He's talking to three teams today, one team each of the next 3 days. It's possible three other OC jobs open up. That's 9 potential teams. The point is, aside from a can't-turn-down offer, he'd like to assess all options and then decide.
He's going to make $4 or $5 million as an offense coordinator. So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't taking much of a shave.
No.
But no.
And he still has 2 years left.
But think about this. All the other coaches that have left here went into witness protection.
Cam Cameron certainly did. Adam Gase. I don't know what the hell's happened to him since he got fired by the Jets. What's he doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Philbin. Philbin was like O-line coach all over the place. That's what he did.
Yeah, but that would be the first time he was an actual coach. Think about that. That was going to coach the O-line for somebody. Oh, it's the first time he's
been a
coach.
I really don't see him as an O-line coach. That's a crazy thing. Like, I feel like he's...
I think one of the best offensive line coaches that I ever had was very quiet, which is weird, right? Kirk Ferentz, still a coach at Iowa. Been a coach at Iowa for 20-plus years. That dude is awesome. Most offensive line coaches are intense. Very intense. Only to be outdone by defensive line coaches who are also very intense.
Crazy, dude. All right, we'll take a break. Play a little All Right. Oh, no! To close things out. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Somebody say, what's your New Year's resolution? I say, I'm going to wear drawers. I don't know, dude. Stop asking me crazy questions like that. I'm going to give you a crazy answer.
What do you got for All Right on O today, Leroy? What's your
All Right? All Right, congratulations to the Canes and Indiana. If I told you a month and a half ago these two teams would be here, you would laugh at me. right? And congratulations to them. They actually play very similar football. So it'll be interesting to see. To me, the question is going to be the well-coached version versus the more talented version. Because, it, like, other than Mendoza, name another guy on that team.
Just the coach.
Right. So, and maybe that's because we're more familiar with Miami.
Of course.
But I'm more than sure people would say Mesidor. People would come up with, say, Bane.
Well, their whole thing is they have no five-star recruits. That's their thing.
Right. They're so
old, non-overlooked guys.
Correct.
Like, that's their thing. And the Canes have some of that.
Right.
But they also have a lot of electric talent of their own that is like that's
Malachi
homegrown.
Tony.
Ruben Bain,
Mesidor.
Bryce Fitzgerald, right. All these guys.
Got a safety that's got to miss half a game, though.
Yeah.
A half.
Bull crap.
Right. So, from that standpoint, that's it. Listen, to all the people getting on this reporter about, like, being nice, get a life. Get a life, dude.
Agreed.
I hope you have people in your life that treat you like that. You know what? She congratulated the coach on having a hell of a season. She's not an amateur at this.
He also did, like, you want to, objectively, they had a hell of a season. For like, nobody can
right!
say, nobody can say 13 wins in your first year is not a hell of a season.
This is why I call fans ingrate sometimes. Because for her to say that and people to get on her for saying that is not – what should she say?
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's kind of sweeping the internet right now. But this was during Liam Cohen's press conference after the game.
I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank
and
you,
ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You, ma'am.
You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
She even gave him a lesson on how to say Duval correctly.
Yeah.
I thought that was very sweet. People
yes.
have
like I've never
nowadays.
All the press conferences that I've been in, like I've heard the token congratulations right before they hit you over the head with the question. But it was all good and almost like saying it's unfortunate that you lost, but thank you for a hell of a season.
Right. It's
I've nothing wrong with
definitely
that.
Definitely heard people who have an accomplishment. Or if they hit a milestone or they win a big game, people say congratulations before a question all the time. And also, she's totes adorbs. Like, I can't. Like, that's adorable. Come
it's
on, dude.
Jacksonville!
That's also true. That is also very, very true. My all right also goes to the Miami Hurricanes, of course, in this matchup. But, you know, I'm very excited about it. I don't. You know, Mendoza, awesome story. I feel bad that I got to root against him, but it is what it is. My oh no, we've done enough heat today. I got to get to this. This is a tweet from Brody Logan on Twitter.
Who's Brody Logan?
He's a morning anchor. And he tweeted out something this morning that took me aback. I actually saw Stunt and Steve was the one to retweet this, and this like... was interesting because I didn't know that there are rules about this, but this is a notification from the CFP on tailgating etiquette, and it says music, and it says as a rule, music must be played at a reasonable volume.
Hold on.
Oh,
keep going.
And shall not contain explicit lyrics.
Oh no.
Violators may be ejected. No professional DJ setups are permitted in the parking lots. And Brody tweets out, good luck enforcing this in Miami.
Wait, no.
Right, because so the cops are going to be on your side.
Soon as the bass hits in the parking lot and somebody drop it like it's hot, what are we going to do?
Yeah, the cops are not going to enforce anything. They're a part of it.
Are they the CF people?
I don't know.
The cops might be. The cop, oh,
they okay. enjoy the shows.
They're like, is that an ice luge and a stripper pole?
Exactly.
That's right, officer. That's come on over here.
It. Wait a minute. Wait.
That's literally it.
Wait. This is the University of Miami. Now, I will say this. Dear Indiana fans, when you come into the stadium, Just enjoy yourself and have a good time. But this ain't Indiana. And maybe Fernando Mendoza could give you a heads up before you come into the gates that what you will witness will be a life-changing experience. Right? All your cheerleaders are going to go from being eights in Indiana to being threes in Miami.
Man.
I didn't make up that rule.
I don't think Indiana's ready for Astron.
I didn't make up that rule. That's just the way the Midwest is when you come down to South Florida. But like, you think you're a 10 up north.
Who exactly?
And you come down and you immediately go to 5.
Who wrote these rules?
Who?
Who wrote these rules?
Someone who's not very aware.
Feinbaum! Like, that sounds like Feinbaum.
So wait, does the same people that makes the committee and picks the teams, do they also make these rules?
I don't know. I think they do it to have like a general, I don't know how much. Oh, you idiots know this gonna be corporate, right? Dude, it only takes 1% of Miami to get in there. 1%. If 50% is corporate, I bet you 25 of that 50% gonna be dancing over by the 1% because it has that way of getting you.
Dude, when they
do not be fooled. I promise you that those corporate people gonna want to have a good time, and what's gonna happen is on Tuesday, somebody gonna have a picture taken like at the basketball game.
Yeah, like, listen, we know you in Indiana probably are used to your beer pong, very good, but like
beer pong,
like, you know, this is gonna be crazy to their experience. Like, it's gonna be asses, stripper poles, loud music. Pig roasts, coolers full of God knows what, and there's no etiquette to that. And I bless your hearts if you CFP right. rules, if you think that's going to happen. Oh, no.
You might not even get to the stadium because the people that can't get in going to say, you know what? Bubba, let's just do it on the street. Let's look. Pull up shop right here. We going to tailgate right outside the gates of the state.
When does the tailgate open? Like, they should just have all Sunday. Everybody should just
be there.
That's it?
That's normal tailgate,
that's
right?
That's normal.
Normal tailgate.
There's not different rules for the championship?
Oh,
it might be shorter.
Wait, how many of those signs you think you're going to see across the street, like in all the stores? No stadium parking.
Well, also, they have said that if you don't have a ticket, they're checking tickets. So, like, you know how usually people will go to tailgate
and tailgate?
Watch? Mm-hmm. That they're getting rid of that completely. So they're checking tickets, right? Like, if you park in yellow and you walk, before you can even get into, like, the orange and blue parking, you have to have a ticket.
You want me to tell you what to do?
Would they scan it first? Because, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know who taught me that?
But I know Fonz that.
Fonz taught me that. You know why? Because we went to a Dolphins game when I went with the people from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we go up to the game. I only had a certain amount of tickets, so I had to give some people tickets. Some people come to the suite with me, Bernie, and with the station. And I went up there, and Fonz was up there. I said, hey, I didn't give you a ticket. Your ticket's down there. He said, I scanned your ticket. They don't scan them. They just check them.
When I went to the Club Cup that they had this past summer,
was that the one where people were sneaking in through air vents?
I don't remember what that was. This is different though. That was like 2 years ago. This was this past year. When I went to that one, because of what happened at that game, anybody who was coming from any other lot than the ones that were around Hard Rock, like immediately around Hard Rock, could not get in. So like we were tailgating, and my uncle couldn't get in because he had parked in yellow. And they wouldn't let him until the game started, like it was time to go into the game.
Multiple people are saying gates open at 11 a.m. for that game.
What time does the game start?
7:30.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Not in Miami. You got to open that thing up 3 hours.
That's
going to
be a disaster.
Are you kidding me?
It's going to be fun.
Listen. Tickets are going to be $50 right outside the gate because people go pass out and say, let me see if I can sell my tickets. I'm not going in.
Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no today?
You won't even have energy to do that.
No!
So my all right goes to the youth. and their full-on battle on ice.
Oh my god!
I don't know if you guys saw this.
Did you see this?
No.
Leroy, you're in for one. Okay. Before I send you the video on our chat, there was a Mites on Ice show during intermission of a professional hockey game in Pennsylvania Saturday night. And let's just say things got a little crazy.
Little.
By the way, these are 8-year-olds.
These are all little 8-year-olds, and they had a full-out melee beating like each other up. And you know what I saw?
To the point where they were like getting each, like even like fighting each other on the same team.
Well, they're probably you just see red at that point. You know what I thought to myself? Future Panthers.
I know. That's what I kept thinking in my head. I'm like, they're watching.
Those
they
are baby
know.
Cats.
They baby. Get it. I sent you the video on
it
the
It was
chat.
The best video I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's amazing.
The little goalie it's was fantastic. My favorite when he came out of nowhere.
Oh!
Yep.
Wait.
Exactly.
Get off my buddy. Ow!
Yep.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's hockey culture.
Oh! Wait, the goalie mm-hmm. over the top.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Remember, these are 8-year-olds.
Wait, look at everybody. So nobody's cheering. They're just in like in.
Everyone's
awe.
In pure shock because it's nothing that they've ever seen before.
It's weird.
Oh, he's pulling the shirt over his head.
You got to learn someday.
Exactly. Wait.
You think Bill Zito is looking at that? And goes, oh, I like that goalie. You know.
Listen, whoa.
Bob's gonna be 50 at that point, and we'll have him ready to go.
He's jotting down numbers.
Hey. Every team has a Bob Bobrovsky. You see the blue team.
Yeah, there is always one in the side like watching. I'm not getting involved.
The blue team.
Bob is. I've only seen Bob fight one person, so and the only guy that I've ever seen him punch was Brady Tkachuk. Punched him right in the snot box.
Of course.
What's your own?
So my
Jennifer?
Own no actually is that this is under investigation because allegedly
it was planned.
It was staged.
No.
Yeah.
Everything on the internet's fake these days, huh? That sucks.
I know.
That
but
sucks.
You know what? Obviously, besides the danger that they could have provoked
you're probably,
each other.
Listen, you're 8. You probably should be playing more hockey than fighting.
Mm. Right.
If you
shouldn't be that angry.
If I was 8, I wouldn't even be able to skate over there. Say, I'll be with y'all in a minute.
Brittany, what's your all right? No, no.
I'll do it very quickly. My all right is going to go to the Miami Hurricanes, of course. I just still can't believe it. I'm still pitching myself. And right. I'm just so excited to watch meaningful January football for once in my life. My oh no is going to go to this report that came out this morning that Ferrari's having troubles already with their 2026 car. And they're calling it complete chaos. So we are 50 days away from the F1 season, and Ferrari's already breaking my heart. So I just had to mention that.
Wow. I'm sorry for you.
So sorry.
I'm very sorry, Brittany. Like, I hope those gazillionaires find car. Another fancy car.
It's really, well.
They can make a nice street car, but they can't make a car that ride
Ferrari's,
on the track.
Yeah, Ferrari's really worked itself up from the bottom. And, you know, I hope that they can really take down those juggernauts at Corvette.
I'm so glad.
That would be Chevy.
Whatever, dude.
I'm so glad my pain is humorous to you.
I mean.
Do I laugh at you when you talk about the heat?
Wouldn't that be something if Hyundai came out with an engine?
I feel like you are laughing at me when you talked about when I talked about the heat today. I felt you took glee.
What?
I felt like you took glee from my pain.
Glee.
Nobody I take glee from, one. Right now, I'm not very happy with the heat, so I take glee from their pain at the moment, yeah. Because they're making me come in on the day of the national championship.
Don't forget she works these games. There's no happiness behind
just
that.
Send them a ransom note and be like, we've kidnapped Brittany.
With the voice.
She's been kidnapped.
She's been kidnapped. What are your requirements?
Nothing. Nothing. We'll let her go
we'll release
the game.
Her. We release her after the Hurricanes with the national championship.
So leave after the Kings game. Just leave her totally alone. Don't ask questions. All right, everybody, that's our show for today. We appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to the legend Sean Paul for tuning in today and joining the program. And we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I go past in the midst of pain.
We saw in the corner that Pittsburgh Steelers score. That's the word.
They would come and do the hazmat suit thing.
I see y'all when I see y'all.